I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Newly released figures show Colorado remained among the top states for job growth last year, although the pace of hiring has slowed. The State Department of Labor released statistics showing that Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.8% last month. A measure to make it easier for transgender individuals to change the gender on their birth certificates got its first round of approval in the House yesterday. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1122 is known as the Birth Certificate Modernization Act. If approved, it would no longer require people to get a court order to change their gender on a birth certificate. Democratic Representative Danaya Escar of Pueblo is the main sponsor.
Since we have been in session, seven women have been killed in the U.S. for being who they are. This is an issue of security. This is an issue of safety. And this is an issue of privacy.
But Republican Representative Hugh McKean of Loveland says birth certificates should be more difficult to change compared to passports and social security cards.
In my world, the birth certificate is sacrosanct. It does not mean that this is who you are today. It means this is who you were the exact day that you were born.
The bill would require a written request as well as a letter from a medical professional stating that the person has gone through gender transition treatment. It's not expected to pass in the GOP-controlled Senate, where it has failed twice before. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.